Hello everyone, welcome back to Evolve Your Soul podcast. My name is Abby.
And I'm Taylor.
In today's episode, we are going to talk about everything mindset, manifesting, and business.
Oh, yes.
So, Taylor, could you please start us off with your businesses at the moment? Where are you at?
Yeah, okay. So, I have three businesses at the moment. So, one is I do social media coaching and mentoring. I have mindset coaching, which is something new that's just recently come up for me, and it just feels so aligned and so right for where I'm at right now. And then I also have my photography business, which is, I just don't do that too often, but I still really love getting creative and putting my creative eye to use.
Yeah. So I guess in this episode, we kind of want to put this out there for the people that are wanting or looking into starting a business. They're not sure where to start, they're not sure where their mind's at, all of that stuff. So I guess we want to put out like the knowledge from experience that we've both gained to really show you guys how we went from A to B.
Yeah.
So obviously you've gone through quite a few businesses, and how has your mindset like evolved with them?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a great question.
That's like a huge part of it, right?
It has evolved tremendously. Like where I'm at now, it's about 3 to 4 years after starting my first ever business, which was fitness activewear, right? So to coming into just social media and like mindset coaching, it's taken me quite a lot to move through, thinking that I was going to have one thing and ended up with different things. So I literally thought, you know, I'm going to own this massive e-commerce store. I'm going to have my own gym, everything like that, to then a few years later knowing that that's not what I want.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to accept that. But once I did accept and move through that, I felt like a weight really lifted off my shoulders. Like it was crazy. Like I felt so free knowing that I'm actually doing what I should be doing. Like what feels right and aligned, because there's no point forcing something that doesn't feel aligned for you. Otherwise, you're just stuck. You're literally stuck.
Yeah, you kind of like box yourself in.
Yeah.
To being like, I've worked this hard on this. Like I was once really passionate about it.
Yeah.
But like knowing that it's okay, that everything has an expiry date, and to be okay with the work that you've done and to be able to like move on to things that bring you more opportunities.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was really hard as well. Like being like, oh my God, I put so much time, so much money, so much effort into this. I can't just give it up. Because why is it that as a society tells you you're a failure if you give up something? Like when you've put all this time, effort, money, you're not a failure just because you've realized it's not for you. The most successful people realize, okay, shit, this is not for me. I'm going to try something else.
Yeah. They become like more open to change and not like hold on to things just because of the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
That can actually do a lot with your mindset as well. Like if you can realize that in different parts of your life, whether that be relationships, jobs, like businesses, anything, houses, you know, like literally everything in life you don't have to hold on to.
Yeah. You weren't meant to stay the same and be in the same spot. Like you've got so many years on earth to try different things, follow different passions, which comes with like the growth that you do like physically and mentally.
Yeah so powerful.
I feel like I resonate with that because if you don't know, I studied psychology for like 2.5 almost 3 years, and I was like top of every class. I was like almost finished. I was right at the end, and I was just like, you know what, after all this work, after all these late nights, after all this like going in, you know, counseling people, the whole thing, I realized I don't want to do it anymore. So I had to like really like mentally move on from it and accept that, you know what, you've worked hard, but it wasn't like you learned so much. You can take it with you in the future. This could also, you could take what you learned in psychology and put it into something else that, you know, I'm doing in the future.
Yeah.
So it was just about like letting go of it and like allowing new, more aligned things to come in.
Because
like if I stay in that degree, just because I worked so hard, I wouldn't be happy. I would be doing something that I like literally don't want to do anymore. So it's like it's all a journey. It's all a learning journey.
Yeah, we are learning so many lessons along the way, and I feel like if you're not learning anything, you're not growing, because failure is actually a beautiful thing. Like it shows you and teaches you so many different lessons. Like, yeah, okay, you may have failed, but you learned this. Okay, you learned this and you succeeded. Cool. You know, like, we're always learning, we're always growing, we're always evolving. And that's just a part of business. You have to be ready and willing to know that you're going to get changes. You're going to have things come up for you. You're going to experience different things. And it's like, okay, how are you going to work through these situations? So there's always a solution to a problem.
And I feel like as your mindset, like, changes, so, like, you know, doing business one, you have a certain mindset, certain passion. You slowly feel yourself going down a different path. The identity that you've constructed of yourself from A to B is completely different. And if you cannot detach yourself from the person that you were to then shift into that person that you are and not get stuck in that middle area of pulling back and forward to what direction you actually want, like, you'll always feel stuck and you'll always bring up feelings of, like, unworthiness and, like, sabotaging yourself, thinking that you can't do it because you haven't fully shifted your identity into being that new, like, business, that new person, because you're just questioning and going back and forth.
Yeah, those limiting beliefs will come up and be like, oh, am I even worthy to have this business, or what will people think? Because it's like, I recently went through that, like, just when I started the mindset coaching, I was like, people probably think I'm insane. Like, I'm doing fucking e-commerce, I'm doing socials, I'm doing business, I'm doing all of these things, and then I just throw in another one.
Yeah.
But
fear of judgment.
Yeah. But I feel like if you're not consistently trying to improve yourself, it's just you're stuck in the same place. And then who wins? The people that you don't even talk to. Why would you let someone dictate that version of you that you want to become? Because realistically, they don't pay your bills.
Yeah.
They don't make you happy.
And that'll just keep you, like, held back. I remember when I first started, you know, posting my spiritual stuff online, because, like, I did. I wanted to have a personal brand. I wanted to be, like, Abby Harries.
Yeah.
And I remember I was started off on Instagram posting them, and I was just, like, shaking after posting, because I'd be like, who's watched it? Like, what are they saying? Like, literally shitting myself.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, no, like, this is so out of the box. Like, everyone's going to unfollow you now. Like, just delete your Instagram. Like,
and how did you,
worst case scenario.
Yeah. How did you overcome that?
I feel like it was just me warming up to the camera. And the more that I, like, told myself, like, yes, you can do it. Like, if people unfollow you, then, like, that's fine. That's your life. I don't care. I'm focusing on me. And the more that I did that, I actually had, like, such a positive response from people. And then that's when I started getting other people that, like, resonated with what I'm saying and, like, enjoyed my content. And that kind of just reaffirmed it back to me that regardless of what my ego was telling me, that, you know, you can't do this, outrageous, unworthy, like, all these little chatters that, like, me, myself, doing what I love, and then people reaffirming it back to me. Not that you need external validation or anything, but when you're in the first starting days, because you're so unsure, for me personally, that's how, just warming up to it, the positive reinforcement back from viewers, it just kind of gave me the confidence to keep going with it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. Like, now you're making what? A big effect on, how many people is it now? Like, 42,000 people following you?
Yeah, 43.1.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but no, like, I checked my analytics the other day and it was, like, over a million views in the last 60 days. I'm just like,
that's a,
like,
lot.
That is a lot people. For, yeah, and it's just like, it makes me so happy that I didn't, back in the day, keep myself in that box of being like, you already started psychology, you need to finish it, you need to do this and not post anything outrageous because people unfollow you. Like, that was the old story I used to tell myself.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, you need to change your story to, like, I am that, like, I am Abby Harries, like, that's me.
Yeah.
Abby Harries, know the name.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I do post content, I do, like, have that effect on people. Like, you know, I have some pretty surreal experiences that are worth sharing.
Yeah.
And that's what I told myself, and that's where it got me.
That's amazing. And, you know, like, you can feel that energy too. Like, you just know it's something you're super passionate about.
Yeah.
And it's like, people can feel that.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
I was literally looking at my first video that I posted. I sent this to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
My first video, my first TikTok, it was still in my drafts. It was an old one. And I was looking at it and the energy from that video compared to my videos now, you can feel the energy difference, because back then I was so insecure and so scared and nervous, and I wasn't owning my worth, and I wasn't owning that I have that power and ability. Like, I was just like downplaying myself, and you could feel it through the screen.
Yeah.
Like, if someone watched me, they were just like, oh, like,
scroll past.
Yeah. Like, just
like the energy we want to see, like, you know, that she knows what she's talking about. Yeah. Like, people capture. Feel that. Yeah.
And that's how you gain the trust. That's how you gain, like, the audience that actually wants to watch your stuff and believes in you as much as you believe in yourself. So it's just like, being authentic and being genuine and just like working on self-worth.
Yeah.
Like, you're the only person that can do it for you.
Absolutely. And where do you see Abby Harries going? Like, where do you want it to go? Abby
Harries?
As a personal brand.
Because I think that's where I'm heading in general. I don't think I'll start anything else.
Mm.
But I don't know. I've got plans. I just don't want to. But I plan on building Abby Harries.
Yeah.
Because I want to get up there, because I feel like my message is so unique to myself, and like, I haven't found someone else that says similar things to me.
Yeah.
Like, I resonate with like Aaron Dowdy and stuff, but like, it's not me.
Yeah.
Like, I have a little twist on things, I feel.
Yeah.
So I feel like more people need to hear that, and the people that need to hear it will find me. Like, I don't need to look for anyone.
Absolutely.
So that's where I'm taking Abby Harries.
Yes. It's so exciting.
And what about yourself, Dawn?
Honestly, I feel like I'm just in alignment right now. Mm. I just am doing both things. I'm posting on my personal page, like, mindset stuff, purely because that's where I'm at in my journey right now. I feel like I can really help people, help others, like, just understand themselves to that next level, as well as, you know, with my other business, I'm doing social media and stuff, and I still have that passion to help, like, small businesses grow their socials and get them seen on a larger scale. So everything's still really, like, sitting with me very well. Come back in a few months, we'll discuss again. But for now, I don't think I need to change anything. I just feel very aligned and in tune with it. So I'm just doing what feels right at the moment.
That's such a good place to be as well.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're just content with what you're doing. You're happy. You're just enjoying day to day.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But I feel like you have to.
Yeah, because you, like, back in the day, like, you went through your whole e-commerce store, and now you're coaching other people's social media because you learned so much about social media.
Yeah.
When you first started.
Yeah.
So, like, you know the insides and outs. Like, your mindset has developed with it as well.
Yeah. It's actually crazy, because that's the reason why I started my social media business, was because when I first started the e-commerce store, honestly, I just learned everything on the go.
Mm.
And it wasn't like, if I could tell myself back then, it was like, Taylor, do the foundations, build from scratch exactly what it is, who your target audience is, everything like that, because it would have saved me a lot of time, a lot of money to like know that. But I went through that to learn, to then also now be able to tell others, this is what you need, because I didn't start with that. And if I did, I would have been a little bit further along than what I would have been.
So you're being like the person that you needed back then. Like, you've become that person that you were looking for all along.
Yeah, without realizing it.
I got a good response.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, I'm trying to put out to be like, you can do it on your own, but if you really want to get further than where you're at, you do need that little bit of help. And I do it at a price that's very affordable. Like, I'm not here to try and take people's money. I'm here to help people.
Yeah, because you know what it's like.
I know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people can't afford a lot, you know, when they're first trying to start a business. So it's like, I'm at a point where I can meet them halfway.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, let's see what works for you.
Yeah.
And let's try and get you there. Because, like, if I had that assistance, that help in the get-go, like, if I knew of someone like that, I think that would have been, like, a very big,
beneficial.
Yeah, very beneficial for my journey.
Yeah, and I feel like the money that people invest into getting this help, like, they will make it back so easily, because they've just skipped months of
trying, failing.
Yeah, like, you know.
I know, like, when I invest in, like, personal development courses or things like that, literally the money comes back within a week. with sometimes even that day. And working for yourself, obviously I've worked for myself now for a year and a half, just over a year and a half, and it's like always the thing of like, where's my money going to come from? But that makes me want it even more to work hard for it, because it's like, I also don't have to work hard because I know exactly what I'm offering, what I'm giving. And if people find that beneficial for them, then they will come to me. And that's what I want. I'm not here to be like, you need me. It's like, okay, you either want to work with me, you need to work with me, then cool, let's do that.
Yeah. That's such a powerful position as well.
Yeah. Powerful girls.
Powerful girls.
Yeah. So that, I guess, would bring us to something that we're so excited to talk about.
Yes. I guess we've kind of touched on the tip of the iceberg
in
this episode, but we actually have an event coming up that we are hosting.
So excited.
The Evolve Your Soul live event.
Live event! You can see Abby and I in person, and we are going to be talking about everything that we sort of touched on now. Mindset, business, personal development.
Yeah.
All of that.
And especially for those who actually want, like, if you're wanting to learn about it, I feel like you could potentially be going down this path.
Mm.
So you're going to be able to have like that one-on-one time to really put you down on the path and give you all the tips, tricks, hacks that we've learned over the
last few years. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we have a message and we're all about escaping the matrix in a way. We want you to follow your life purpose, do your life purpose, and not be held back by mental blocks, spiritual blocks, physical blocks. We want you to excel, and we want to facilitate that. And I feel like
we want you to know how powerful you are.
Yeah.
Literally evolve your soul. Like, that's what we're all about. We've been on our own journeys, and now we want to help you.
Yeah.
So this live event is going to be so powerful for you if you want to attend it, because you can gain so much. You know, there'll be like Abby and I speaking, we'll have a little bit of snacks, we'll literally have this all the topics that we're going to talk about, and we have the stage, I guess, open for questions as well. So any questions that you have, come prepared.
There's going to be so many opportunities there as well. Like, you don't know who you're going to meet there, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but you know, if you put yourself out there and you know, keep yourself open to opportunities and things coming up, and you are on this path, like, you'll always end up in the right spot.
Everything's just going to flow. Yeah. And like Abby said, you don't know who you're going to meet. You could meet your newest friend, your newest best friend, like, you don't know.
Yeah, you could meet your future business partner. You have no idea.
Exactly. Just like Abby and I.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. That's how we started Evolve Your Soul. Is I jumped into her DMs and then we met up.
Every October.
And then, like, you don't know. This could just be the start of something new for you.
Yeah.
And all it could take is coming to a live event and learning.
Yeah. So if you need that extra push, that extra support, that extra clarity on things.
Yeah. Then this is your time.
Along,
this please. Is your chance.
We are so pumped for this. We have so much we want to share, and
we have so much planned.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
And I'm so excited. So we will leave you on that.
Hope to see you there.
We hope to see you there. See you on the next episode.